Frustrated to get nothing out of it. I think we deserved something, and frustrated with a number of things, not with the effort of our players. You know, I thought the first half was incredibly even. The game turned on one moment, you know, in the second half, but it turned on a lot of moments. You never get anything when you come away from home. You never get anything when there's a crowd. You have to be so much better than the opposition, and we weren't. So a bit disappointed to come away with nothing, but our aim is top four. We'll be fourth or fifth after this week. We've battled really hard. We have a lot of players coming back. And we have six of our last 10 games at home. And the guys have, you know, mentally very, very strong. So that's all this is about. It's ups and downs. I always talk about it in the season. Today, wasn't a down. I'm disappointed. I'm very, very frustrated. And I'm holding it in because there were a number of things out there that to me were unacceptable, but they're allowed.
Can you just embellish on a few of them, Connor? So many stops and starts in that second half with the TMO. It all got a little bit farcical at one point.
Yep.
What do we do about it? Because there's 13,500 fans, a bit disillusioned.
You're obviously allowed to punch an elbow. It's fine. That's what it looks like to me if you're going to go upstairs. But I'm not frustrated with Northampton. They're an outstanding side. I thought our guys put in a huge amount of effort tonight. You could see, you know, the effort that some of the young guys have put in coming to big environments like this. And they fought their way back into the Heineken, which is next week. We fought our way back into the Premiership race. And that will go down right to the wire, which is what we care about, top four at the end of the season. And it's a long season. I remember a lot from tonight.
But just on that, TMO, Connie, you're saying about punching and elbowing. They seemed to go upstairs and check these things and then gave a penalty for something the referee had already seen and waved play on.
Yes, but our players have been told to go away and not to talk to the ref, and their players were allowed to talk to the ref. So we'll just leave it like that.
Is that the way you saw it, that they...
It was quite obvious because he went over and lectured Mike Brown 8 minutes into the game for talking to him. But listen, I'm just frustrated that it has to be a level playing field. Saints win tonight, deservedly so. We could have won it another night if things had gone our way. It didn't. You can sense my frustration, but we're not allowed to say anything.
Just finally on this whole TMO thing, it does seem as if it needs to be reviewed because the crowd don't know what's going on. It takes a long time. How would you like to see the TMO used? Because clearly it does have, you know, it can be for the better sometimes.
Well, I can't wait to see how they look at the last tackle of Matt Hopper. It's just incredible. You just have to go upstairs. It's incredible. But there's not much point. We have a meeting next Wednesday in Heathrow, directors of rugby with the referee unit, with how things are developing and evolving, all directors of rugby, and I'm sure it'll be an interesting chat.
And that'll be raised then, you imagine?
I would have thought so.